when you come to the bank, you'll notice that it has a green space on both sides, pretty large green space. Well, that was the old downtown, so it was all in 30-foot increments. So every 30 feet, there's a new deed, a new abstract, you know. So I own all these little slices of land. If you look at the stack of abstracts I have every year when I have to pay property taxes, it's like $37 here, $15 there, $11, because you're buying 30-foot strips of this town. And so as you look out from the bank and you see all this green space, I always thought roadside art was very interesting. I love kitschy, weird, you know, world's largest frying pan, you know, in Brandon, Iowa. It used to be anyway. And, you know, these fish sculptures and things. So in a previous life, I was in the wireless industry for a number of years. For 20 years, I worked in wireless. And I always had this notion, and being the hoarder that I am sometimes, I collected a lot of cell phones over the years and cell phone covers. And I was going to come out with this idea and put it in the lawn and call it Phonehenge. And I was going to create a sculpture of Phonehenge, and then I was going to wire it from the building so when people came out, they could talk and leave messages, and it would be this interactive piece. And I have yet to do this, but again, that was something down the road that, you know, when it comes to visual arts or just arts in general, I thought this would be really hilarious. And I could see people wanting to, you know, maybe do their wedding vows there and just really goofy stuff. I thought maybe I'd have like the Nixon tapes or something on file, and they would just blast out, you know, in a continuous loop, and just, you know, things that through telephony and through phone conversations would just coincide with this whole notion of Phonehenge, and that people would pull off the Lador exit, you know, in search of Phonehenge. So that's another one.